to the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Dan, good morning. How are things going today?
Well, with Julia, still not great. Just sort of like pretty much the same as when I shot you that first email.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can do for you today. So what's the issue with you and Julia?
Okay, so, we started dating a little while ago, and, like, I don't know, it was a few months, like, a little while ago.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good stretch of time based on most of the situations we hear on this.
Well, I guess the thing is we haven't been serious the whole time we've known each other or anything, but, okay. Like, I don't know exactly where to start tracking, like, you know, whatever we are. I've known her, like, basically forever. I mean, we're both from the same town. We went to school together, like all of that. And we just didn't meet for the first time like a couple of weeks ago or something. That's all.
Okay. Noted. So what happened?
Man, all right. So you guys were cracking me up. I don't remember exactly like what day it was, but you guys were talking about like Super Bowl watch parties or whatever.
Right.
And people eating like, what was it? What was it? Meatloaf or something like that?
It absolutely was.
I remember this.
And bro, I was cracking up the entire time. But then, like, I ended up watching the Super Bowl with Julia's family, and, you know, bad idea.
What?
Bad idea.
Oh, no, meeting your family?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've known Julia forever. I mean, we go way back. I mean, we weren't, like, always close or anything, but she was in my classes or whatever. And, like, I run into her folks, like, a dozen times or so, just, like games and concerts and like plays and stuff like that over the years.
Sure.
But like,
right.
I don't really know them, you know, but the funny thing was, is when I got over there, it was like exactly what you guys had been saying.
Was it?
Except yes, but it was with chicken spaghetti and not meatloaf.
Oh man.
And you know, that's not exactly what I signed up for.
Yeah, real talk, I'd almost change my stance for a good chicken spag.
For chicken spag? Okay. So what you're saying is it went for the whole, like, what, plated meal?
Yeah, fork, spoons, napkins.
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing. It was like Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner or something.
Wow.
Like that. And it was like on the nice, special china they were eating off of and everything. But, like, there was also, like, someone brought a roast. Mashed potatoes.
Oh my god, dude.
Buttered rolls, like that green bean casserole with the French onions on top or whatever. And like, we're sitting there eating dinner, trying to watch the game from a different room. And like, you can't exactly take the good china over and sit on the couch, you know what I mean?
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. So they really didn't subscribe to like the apps only philosophy. Yeah.
No, they did not. And I don't know. I guess maybe like after like the third or fourth beer, I started asking questions.
Oh,
again,
no.
I'm not a total stranger,
dude,
to these people. So like the liquid courage mixed in with a bit of a familiarity. And I don't know. I felt like I could just bring up how big of a disappointment this was. Like,
wow.
No dips.
Wow.
You know what I mean? No queso, no chips and salsa. Like, it's unacceptable. And in fact, I think it's un-American.
Okay. And you think they took that, like, personally?
Well, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I would probably take it personally, too. Like, it wasn't a huge party. It was more like a small family gathering. And I don't know. I think, like, when I brought that up, I think that was kind of the reason why they started, like, being kind of frosty to me. Maybe. And, like, also, I kind of felt like a party crasher, like I was coming in on Sunday dinner. You know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I interrupted that. And like, the game just happened to be on at the same time.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
But, like, you know, the thing is, like, I talked to Julia, and she said that that's not the case. And, you know, I know it hasn't been a long time or anything, but, like, I don't like it, and I want to fix it.
Well, and this is how you do that. Yep. You know, her family isn't coming with you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, on the date. Like, they stay home.
Yeah. No. I definitely don't want that. I've had enough quality time with them for a bit, you know?
Okay. All right.
But I just want to tell her that, like, look, I'll do the work. I'll put the effort in to get to know her, you know, apologize, whatever it is. I'm going to act like I know what she's talking about. I'm going to jump on the grenade with open arms. You feel me?
Wow.
And then you guys help me out by kicking in the free date, and then we all go home happy.
Well, that sounds so easy when you say it. So hold on to that hope or whatever That is, we're going to get Julie all lined up. Don't go anywhere. We're talking to her next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Dan and Julia go way back.
Way back.
Yeah. But he thinks he has offended her family.
Because
he made some pretty rude comments.
He went off on the menu.
At the Super Bowl watch party.
Yeah, which I mean, understand is frustration.
They did have quite the spread.
That's a hell
of a meal. It just wasn't like what we had talked about, like the apps and the finger foods and things.
You know,
it was
a game.
A sit-down. Okay. Sit-down meal. He even sat there and tried to watch the game from a different room.
The room. Okay, right on.
So let's see if we can't fix things for old Dan. Mm. I think we have Julia on the line. Hey, is this Julia?
Yeah, hi. How can I help you?
No. We actually want to help you, Julia. So we're Frito and Katie from Y100, and we're calling you today to give you this incredible date night package that we do on our show, okay? It's kind of a you call the shots on this, so you would pick, like, what you want to do, where you go, all of those details. You know, we pay for the whole thing. So all you have to do is agree to one small part of this. We're going to pick the person you go on the date with.
Sorry, how is that the small part?
Oh, it's not a stranger.
No, that would be
a
bigger deal.
Yeah. Crazy. Right. It's the person who entered you for the contest in the first place. And I don't know if you caught it, but when we said you can do whatever it is you want on the thing, you know, we weren't kidding. So
True. Keep
that in mind. The guy is Dan.
Dan, are you for real?
Yeah, no, we are, Dan. He actually told us he was really hoping we could get you to agree to this. He felt like things had gotten a little off course. He's trying to get everything back on track.
Well, yeah. I mean, he made this whole thing completely awkward, and not just for me.
I know. We knew the party probably didn't go over well based on his description of it. Was it the comments he was making? Or
they certainly didn't help, that's for sure.
Okay.
But no, like, I think the family was more annoyed, like, beforehand, but by the whole, like, full-on Chiefs attire he showed up in. And, like, I mean, like, who does that? Like, I told him the whole situation.
Chiefs fan?
I don't.
Whoa, hold on. The situation. What situation is that? What, like, okay, because they like
great.
The Niners? Like,
you're here.
Who cares?
Yeah, he's on,
wow.
He's on the other line.
Right.
God, the fan, what? they're just real serious fans.
Really? Yeah.
You could say that. My entire family, and they've always been loyal to the Bay, and it's a huge thing with them. And so the night of the big game, you know, and here he comes, Dan, like, decked out, jersey, sweats, hat, all of it.
Okay. So they thought
he was wearing a Kelce jersey, okay? He was in Chiefs gear.
Okay.
How's that? Wait, hang on. How does that make anything weird? Like, I'm asking seriously. They were playing.
Yeah,
because it just does. It just does. They felt like you were just trying to aggravate them. And I'm the one who had to stick around and answer all the questions about why I'd been fraternizing with the enemy or whatever. And then they threw the party. It's respectful to not go over the top for the opposing team. Hello. Like, how did you not get this? Like, especially when you just seemingly, like, became a fan of them.
What do you mean? He's not a real fan of the Chiefs? Like, what's...
No, I didn't throw out the B word, but he definitely wasn't into them until last year.
Oh, well. Bandwagon. Oh, you think I'm a bandwagon fan because I found a new team that I like? Because, like, let's be honest here, I'm tired of getting my hopes dashed by the Cowboys year after year.
I feel you.
And,
yeah.
And like, honestly, yeah. Like, who are you to talk? You're from here. Y'all grew up here. Like, so why the hell are you out there supporting the 49ers?
You know we moved here from out west when I was, like, 5 or something, right?
Oh, that's right. My bad. You were 5. Totally long enough to develop a lifetime fandom for a team you didn't even know existed, I'm sure, at 5 years old. My mistake. That clears everything up. Living in San Antonio, fronting like y'all from the Bay.
Wait,
come on, get out of here with that.
Wait.
What? You think my family's crazy for supporting their home team? It's not like we have one here. What's your problem?
My problem is if one guy in the wrong jersey can throw them for that big of a loop, they got issues, man. That's snobbery, man. I can't represent my team because I'll offend their delicate sensibilities. Come on now. This is freaking football, okay? American football. What am I supposed to do?
I mean, yeah.
Just wear regular clothes. Just wear regular clothes. Don't antagonize people for a hell of it.
Antagonize?
I'm not saying that you have to wear Niners gear. I'm not saying you can't cheer for the Chiefs. But read the room, for God's sake.
Why is that on me? I'm the guest.
It's just respectful, okay? You can fight me all you want, but I think most people that try to go through this life, they try to not go through this life as a massive...
Okay.
I get it. Julia. He made it awkward. But is it possible, like, that really wasn't his intention?
Yeah. Did he know that you guys were, like, diehard Niners fans?
It doesn't sound like it.
No, I mean, we're throwing a lot at Dan here, but your family played a pretty big part in this, too, right? Like, could they have just made it into too big of a deal?
No, look, all I know is they're super annoyed, okay, with him, with me. That doesn't come from nowhere, okay?
Well, look, I know we can sort of figure this thing out. We'll open up the phones. There's got to be some hope between you two. So let's see what people have to say.
For sure.
Yeah.
Has popped up a time or two.
In Texas? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, especially if you're talking Texas. Texans?
Yeah.
Cowboys?
Aggies, Longhorns.
Yeah, lots of family rivals. Rivalries.
Yeah, we're not going to give up on this yet. Hang on the line, guys. We appreciate it.